Is that surprising given the relationship we saw between Mr. Trump and Mr. Netanyahu during Mr. Trump's first term? And also, we keep hearing Netanyahu say Israel has had no better friend in the White House than Donald Trump.
I mean, Trump fashions himself as the most pro-Israeli president in human history. And the reality is, during Trump 1.0, I think Donald Trump created what I would describe as a sugar high for the Israelis. He applied no pressure, ample amounts of honey, but no vinegar. This time around, given the fact that he wanted to claim success in not ending the war, let's be clear, the war between Israel and Hamas is going to go on, but Trump, like in Ukraine, wanted to end the fighting, but not the war. Here, he's going to get the hostages out, most likely, and he will ameliorate or diminish the comprehensive military campaign that the Israelis have waged over the last year, where they now occupy 75 to 80% of Gaza. Where the Israelis are going to withdraw to? Will Hamas's weapons be decommissioned, as it says in the president's proposal? Is there going to be an Arab stabilization force? Will aid, humanitarian assistance, and reconstruction to provide 2 million Palestinians finally with a secure source of potable water, sanitation, access to proper medical care, and enough food? All of those issues, all of them, remain to be negotiated.